inner being, Dobby. That's it. Oh, man.
Everybody, welcome to the Overseas Connection, episode 150.
It started with just two men setting out to make a great gaming podcast.
Excuse me, weren't there more than two guys?
Three men came together to make a great gaming podcast.
That's right, mate. I'm pretty sure there was more than four.
A bunch of guys came together to make a great gaming podcast. And created a website about playing games, not consoles.
Didn't that get made by the Couch Mercenaries?
They took part in a website about playing games, not consoles, and it would stand the test of time.
Isn't that website no longer around?
They bounced around to a few sites, finally settling on a home that was all about gaming. Anyone could take part and play. All ages were welcome.
I don't like the ones that are under 18. I'm pretty sure the site doesn't allow them.
They bounced around until they found a site that would take them in, that discriminated against anyone under 18. It was a match made in heaven. And so, without further ado, we give you episode 100 of The Overseas Connection.
3, 2, 1...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection, episode 100. Today is January 25th, 2011.
Yeah. Woo.
Yep. A big show today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 200 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection, episode 94. Today is December 14th, 2010.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 267 of The Overseas Connection. Now, all right. You know.
Hang on.
Take the mail, Pop.
Yep, take the mail, Pip.
Yep, any mail for us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 250 of your Overseas Connection. Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year, Greg.
Happy New Year.
Can I just say, what a day to pick to do a bloody podcast.
But there's some of us that are kind of goofy.
No, Mark is always goofy.
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show today.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, so news quiz time.
Finish us, Greg. We got to get out of here.
That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here.
Oh, don't get low.
I think this is more than you can handle.
sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, thanks for tuning in to episode 400 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of me. No, I'm kidding. of our wonderful gaming community. I am just walked down memory lane. Mark, that was fantastic. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
It's a special day. It's episode 400. I honestly never dreamed we would be here. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg DeLacy. I am a longtime host of the podcast, but I have been fortunate over the years to have many, many fine individuals joining me. You've heard a number of their voices just a little bit ago. But on today's podcast in particular, we have the man behind the scenes, but the guru of OBS, of production, Mr. Richard Webster. Thank you, Rich, for everything you've done over the years.
Well, you know, it's all in the name of guts and glory, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Guts and glory, my friend. Guts and glory, yes.
Kurahi.
Also on the podcast, the new sound guru, Mr. Sound Effects himself, Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, Mark Alex on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, and Twitter. Congratulations, Greg. 400, that is an absolute massive milestone achievement. I take my hat off to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I can't claim to have been here for all 400. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But certainly, I want to move on here real quickly, get everybody else in into the room. Fraser Moores, my favorite Canadian to love and hate. Fraser,
thank you
for making the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Greg. Congratulations to you and everyone for 400 episodes. I was just going to let's just take a moment to reflect on that and really appreciate that you do not get to 400 episodes without consistency and banging one out every week, right?
Nice.
So, Mark, what's wrong? Don't laugh, Mark. So I think that to me, and I know I'm just you can tell me to be quiet, but I think to me that's a testament just being regular. And we all know at our age how important it is to be regular. Yeah. Right, Mark? Stop
being regular is super important.
But it's very impressive, Greg. Very impressive. And I'm very honored to have been given the chance to be a part of this. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I do mean you are my favorite Canadian. I give you a hard time on the podcast, but that is all in jest. And last, certainly not least,
you don't know any other Canadians is not lost on me.
Not true. We'll talk about that shortly. Not true, Fraser. You're not my first Canadian, my friend. You're not the first.
Oh, shucks.
And lastly, Robin Tate. Robin, you have been stepping up, filling in as a host a lot of late, and I appreciate that. And of course, you are our lone Irish representative. Hmm.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, I know.
Greg, it's Robin. Robin here, yes. Along with the scene in Northern Ireland. Hi, and I am proud and I'm chuffed to be on the 400th show and to be part of this community. Congratulations, sir. It's an awesome achievement, and I'm so disappointed that you're wearing a shirt.
So let's just talk about that real quickly. So my nickname within the podcast team has become Tank Top. And it's primarily because I often wear tank tops. I live out in California. It's often fairly warm. I just like tank tops. I wear tank tops and shorts to work. I wear them on the podcast. So for episode 400, I thought, you know, I almost put on a tie, Robin. I almost came in tie. But instead, I said, I'll just put on a collared shirt, something nice. And lo and behold, Mark, Robin and Fraser both show up in tank tops.
Yay! Muscles.
Can I just, I for one thing, I can understand. I'm getting you know, the half an hour I've been in this, I'm starting to adapt to it. Please be aware. please understand how. Let me tell you how difficult it is to find tank tops in Canada in December.
Well, you're all right. You know, yeah. In fact, you're not. You're probably cold too. It's freezing over here. We're not in L.A. or close to L.A. So, Greg, what are we going to do on the show tonight?
So the show tonight, it's going to be kind of a reflection. I think we're going to just sit back and we're going to talk about 400 episodes. We're going to talk, not literally everyone, mind you, but we're going to talk a little bit about what we've been playing and games, but not a lot of news stuff. We're going to just talk about the podcast. We're gonna bring some people in, hopefully. If you're in the chat, you certainly can give us a ring. We'll bring you into the podcast, let you chime in, if you will. Reach out to our Skype podcast channel, which, Mark, that is OC Podcast?
The Skype. Yeah, I'm not actually using it tonight.
I was just going to say, maybe we shouldn't have them do that.
No.
Just have them ring you directly.
Yeah. Well, Rich is doing the Skype hosting. I'm just lining people up. So, yeah, contact me or Rich. So
Mark writes, Mark Hannix, he is the person you want to reach out to.
Greg, that sounds like an absolutely wonderful plan. It really does. It sounds like you've thought about what's going to happen in the show tonight.
No, but, I haven't. Robin, I know. I know it's not going to go according to plan.
No, it's not. And in fact, it's going to go so off the rails that you're not going to believe it. In fact, you need to sit back right now and relax and just let it all happen. Mark, play the thing.
This I'm is scared. Your Life, a program for all America. And now here he is, Mr. This Is Your Life himself,
Robin Tate. Greg, welcome to show 400. This show started 8 years ago, and a community has been built up around you and the old Couch Mercenaries team. We, as a community, are proud to be part of this. You have touched so many of our lives. I am so chuffed to be part of this tonight. And tonight's show is going to be something that you didn't quite expect when you sat down tonight. There's lots of people that want to have a chat with you. There's lots of people that want to say nice things about the show and yourself. So I'm sorry. You're a victim. We've got you. You're there. So just let it all happen. For me, my memories of this show and getting involved with this show, listening to originally the Veteran Gamers and then the cross-pollination to the Overseas Connection, was fantastic. And I remember getting involved a couple of years ago, sending in a thing called Bongo's Bits, which were like 2 or 3 minute segments of me talking a pile of crap about old video games and bits and pieces. And I have Dorian, our old friend Parsnip Nose, to thank me for encouraging me to fill in the application form to become a host on the Overseas Connection. And I remember filling out a whole sort of letter as if I was applying for a job. And you give me an opportunity, and it's enriched my life. It has been fantastic, and I love it. And, you know, that's my story from how I got involved with the Overseas Connection. And I'm sure Rich and Mark and Fraser will tell you now their stories. And then other things are going to happen, Greg. Other things will happen. Mark, how did you get involved with the Overseas Connection?
You just sit back, Greg, because we've got this all in hand. It's all been planned. We've been planning this for weeks behind your back.
Lie back. Put your tank top on, lie back.
So I remember way back when we were I was part of the Over 35s community. We just first started podcasting, and we had Chinny and Stu, who are now the Veteran Gamers, started up the Over 35s podcast. And that was the first time I'd heard podcasts, and I started getting into them. And then along came this other Canadian community called the Couch Mercenaries. And they befriended us via Greg, who was like an ambassador at the time. And they introduced the Over 35s to the Couch Mercenaries. So I started downloading their podcast, and it was completely different. They were just four completely crazy dudes getting together every week in Big Smooth's basement. One of them would be getting high on weed all the time. It was just so funny, and it was hilarious. Really long podcast, but really fun to listen to. And out of his podcast appeared a special little segment by this guy called Murphy's Law. And it was called Murphy's Shots. Now, I wish I had a clip of this. And I have tried to find it, and I cannot find one anywhere. And Big Smooth, yes. Thanks for not getting back to me, buddy. But yeah, there was this little segment called Murphy's Shots where Greg had a bit of a rant at the gaming industry, and then finished off by saying, "I am the law," and then two shots to drink out, and then that was it. And then shortly after that, they sort of like decided to branch off and have their own little separate podcast on the same feed as Couch Mercenaries, and start up a new podcast called The Overseas Connection because of the ties with the UK, with the two hosts from the UK, which was Rich and Mike Chin, our very own Big Bag Daddy. He's one of the original guys. And then we had Greg, and there was a guy called AP Stevens, who was on the original cast. And that was the birth of the Overseas Connection. And that was on the same feed as the Couch Mercenaries. It came out on a Tuesday, I believe. Oh, you recorded on Tuesday. And it came out the day after. So. Yeah, and I've listened to every single episode. And then I started emailing in. And then I eventually managed to wangle my way onto a couple of episodes to help out now and again. And I was really nervous, but I really enjoyed it. And then when the big switch happened, when CP had to move, and we were going to move days because it was affecting Greg's work. Like Robin, I too applied to be a permanent, well, not a regular host, and I haven't looked back since. And I think me and Robin's, I think we've done about 180 episodes now, Robin.
So, shit, really?
I think so.
You
yeah,
guys have.
Jesus.
So yeah, so that's my history with the. With the Overseas Connection and Mr. Greg DeLacy, the hero and legend that he is.
What about you, Fraser? How did that all sort of tie in as well? Because you sort of appeared everywhere and then appeared here. I mean, how did the Greg love start?
That was a good segue, Mark, by the way. I want to throw that out to Mark. That was a good segue.
See, he's becoming a professional. See how good he's becoming? I was podcasting. I think I let's start. I was listening to the Veteran Gamers, so they were the first sort of gaming of this community podcast that I was listening to. And I had always wanted to get into podcasting, and I had an idea for a podcast, and some of you may have listened in the past, but I started up a podcast called Transatlantic Rants with a friend of mine called Jeremy, and that went for a while. But I really enjoyed doing, and I loved podcasting, and unfortunately my partner in that, Jeremy, he was not as enthusiastic about it as I was. And so it was fits and starts. And so I was dying to do some more. And then I just remember there was a, when the changes were coming for the Overseas, and obviously I was listening to the Overseas Connection as a natural. If you listen to the Veteran Gamers, you knew of the Overseas Connection, and that was just the way it was. And so I was a regular listener. And then around about that time, it started to get where Rich was there and Mike Chin was there, and it started to get a little bit sketchy. And I think there was a bump of about, maybe a month or 2 months, where episodes were coming up a little bit too regularly for my liking, where there was two of the guys couldn't make it, so there maybe it was only being recorded with two of you. And I can remember I was in a hotel room when I was traveling, and I had the podcast to keep me company while I was away, and I fired it up, and I think it was just Rich and yourself, Greg. And right. I just remember, I think, I don't know whether I said it out loud or screaming, I was just like, they need another body, they need another body. So I was right on the cusp of approaching you guys anyway, and then of course you put the word out and said, you know, if anybody's interested. So I threw my hat into the ring, and then yeah, I just jumped on. I'm not the stalwart of as Mark and Robin and Richard, who are here all the time, and Nick and Kim, of course, who couldn't make it tonight. And I'm very fortunate. This sounds awful, but I'm very fortunate that Nick, unfortunately, is ill. So I jumped in and took her place. I'm a little bit fly by night because, of course, I have another podcast.
So that delivery, that envelope with white powder in, did make it to her house. And
you know. But I love this. I mean, I enjoy podcasting. I think it's, you know, like a lot of people, you know, you don't do it because you get paid a lot. You don't do it because you're forced to. We do it because we enjoy it. And it's a topic that we love, you know, and we know, and it's dear to our hearts. And so it's easy to do, you know. But again, you know, doing it day in, week in, week out is a challenge, but it's fun. And I'm very pleased to be a part of this one. It's great.
Mm, absolutely excellent. And Richard, I mean, you've been a long time member. You're the longest member out of all of us, but again, the youngest probably out of all of us. How did Richard get involved?
He must have been in nappies when he started this.
He must have been. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now, we stole him out of kindergarten.
Basically, yeah. Well, I've actually known Greg the longest, I think, because we were actually part of an older community called the Video Game Jocks.
Right.
Which was a prelude to the Couch Mercenaries. We kind of got poached over to the Couch Mercenaries by those dirty Canadians. And so we were like part of the Video Game Jocks, and I think we had a couple of game nights or whatever. And then I can't remember if it was Greg or if it was JF, but someone approached me and was like, you should come over to our community. You know, we've got a podcast or whatever. So I did. And then I noticed Greg started doing his own little segment called Murphy's Shots. I got jealous and started doing my own little segment called Retro Corner or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Shit, yep. Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, Greg can't be special on his own. He's got to have a bit of bit of competition. So I did that, and then I think Greg approached me and said, like, we're going to start a new podcast on the side, and we're going to call it, you know, I think we settled on the name The Overseas Connection, or like the name was settled before I said yes or whatever. And it was me, it was Mike Chin, it was Greg, and a guy called Aaron, and So we started up, and I remember the first episode, because I think the first episode was the first time I'd spoken to Mike Chin. It was the first episode of the show, so it was a little bit awkward. And Greg brought Mike Chin over because he was doing the O35s.
Yeah. Right.
So he was kind of like, you know, he knew he was good. So he brought him over, and then we did a few shows, and then I left for a bit, came back, and I've been back ever since, I think.
Well, that's lovely, because I mean, there were other members of the podcast. Sadly, Mike Chin that we mentioned there, Mike couldn't be on the podcast tonight, Greg. I know he had tried, he'd been in contact. But Mike did send in an audio file. And if you can roll that audio file now, please, it'd be wonderful.
Yep, will do. Got a bit of a technical problem here. Hang on a minute, Greg. Just get that sound clip going for you. I think it's ready now. Sound clip should be rolling any second now.
Hey, Greg, it's Chinny here. Just want to let you know that I'm sorry that I couldn't be there. It pains me not to be there. It really does. But, you know, I wish I could. But, you know, duty calls and all that.
It's good he couldn't make the podcast. He was a douchebag.
Thanks. I'm here, Greg. I'm here. You really think I wouldn't turn up to this? Come on, Greg.
I was a bit disappointed. I'm not going to lie. You said, you know what? Sorry, I can't make it. And I was like, fine. Well, he's probably going to babysitting his fiance.
I just wanted to tell you that this is just a really good audio clip of me just responding to you.
Yes.
Clever
AI.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, there you go, Greg. What up? 400 episodes. What? What do I share my memories now? Is that what I do, Mark?
How did you get involved in the show? And I mean, how did that all happen with you as well?
So there was this Skype call that I got from a chap called Greg, right? And he said, I think he cried, I think, for the first 2 minutes of the call. And he said, Mike, I've got a problem. I'm starting up this show, and I've got this guy from England, and I can't understand a word he says. And I've got this other guy, and they're just not funny, and I need funny. And I went, well, you've seen my rates. That's what they are. I can't change them. And he got some sponsorship and got me on board. And it was about when you said 8 years, just Bongo.
Yeah,
that scared the shit out of me when you just said that.
Yeah, I'd done a few sums early on in the week there, and if you take all the shows that we've done, and you take an average of 2 hours per show at 400 shows, that's like 33 days solid podcasting. It's just frightening. Yeah, absolutely frightening.
It's scary. You know, I honestly didn't think, I suppose none of us really think where it's going. You know, you just sort of go, I like my own voice. Fuck it. I've got opinions on things. I'm going to tell everybody that I hate, you know, Deadly Premonition. So, you know, you just sort of put yourself forward for these things. And I honestly didn't expect to sort of meet people that I get on with so well. I consider all of you guys friends. But I'll go back a little bit and talk about how I actually met Greg. I remember Greg just said, I was playing Far Cry 2 at the time, and Greg chatted to me over Xbox and said, you know, can you come on this show? And we used to do a feature on the show, Rich, I don't know if you can remember this, where we'd stop halfway through and play video games. I remember that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
You did UK versus USA, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah.
So it was me and Rich versus Greg and Aaron, and we used to. I think the first one was Halo 3. Is that it there? There's Halo 3 on the screen.
I'm playing Halo, of course, because
of that.
Do you remember that night when we did the thing? It was dead late or whatever, and we were like, oh, should we do a break or should we just, you know, fake it and like do the game late? And we did it, and then I think me and you, Mike, didn't we smash them? Didn't it get close? And then like an Aaron got really pissed off.
Yes, I think that actually, yeah, I remember the Halo match. It was on the snow level, and I remember me and you were having a laugh. We was enjoying ourselves, and then we didn't realise that they were actually taking it very serious. And
it was totally serious on our end.
We didn't realise, and we was like, "Oh, that was a great laugh." And you two were like, "Yeah, whatever. We're never going to do this feature again." so you know that those were the early days, and yeah, I must have been. I was about 20, 23, 24 when I started podcasting with you guys, and that's really scary that it's that long ago. And I never really thought that it would last this long. And the show was a lot different then. We used to go off tangent a lot and not really know what we're talking about, and just basically fuck everything up. So it's good that the show is so professional now. I'm joking, you know. But I think when Greg, you said you wanted to move it, didn't you? And I was doing the Veteran Gamers on a Monday, and I was doing the Overseas Connection on a Tuesday, and I used to play snooker in a league on a Wednesday, and it would be till Thursday till I saw Tara. And, you know, it just had to come to a point where you wanted to move the night because it was affecting you. And I saw that as my sort of my get out of jail, really, because I as much as I love doing the show, I really did. And it saddens me that I don't speak to you as much these days, Greg. But like, you know, it just sort of became one of those things, and I'm sort of glad it has, because now, you know, there's all these new guys like Fraser, like these new guys like come in, right. and Mark, who I didn't already know, but like you sort of get to know them a little bit more, and just coming on the show, and the show's a lot different now, and I think it's great that the show is something else, I honestly made friends for life with you guys. Tara loves you, Greg. You know, no. she always asks about you. I was the very first time that we spoke, Greg. Colin was just being born. I remember. That was the sort of the news. And now Colin's growing up. You sent me a picture of Colin, and Tara always asks about Colin. So you know, I feel like I've grew up with Colin. Because that's when I first met you, and I'm sure everybody else feels like, you know, we all sort of growing up together. Everybody knows that I'm fucking getting married now, and all that shit.
Thanks solely to
you, Greg. the Greg Project, I called it, and it's been great. I don't know what else to say. It's been good.
So, Greg, the time when the new people came in, and it looked like there was a couple of weeks that kind of looked like it was sort of ready to fall apart almost. I mean, did it go across your mind that was a possibility, apart from every week when you wake up?
Yeah, no, it definitely was. So that was actually the hardest time. I knew I needed to move the show. For my own kind of work situation,
you need to find a reason to kick me off.
right. That was no. I was.
And you thought he never knew, Greg.
I was really bummed out, Mike. I will be very honest. When I knew you weren't you were trying to be very nice about it, but I mean, you were basically kind of saying to me, you know, look, this is it, and I kind of was like, well. Yeah, I mean, we can keep getting you on once in a while, and you tried for a little bit, but I mean, that was the writing on the wall.
I can't get in.
Right, I know.
We're all fighting amongst each other to get on.
It's funny.
I'm not like a regular either, because you get regulars on. So if I come into the WhatsApp chat and go, yo, motherfuckers, I'm available tonight. Right, who am I to say that? Like, because you got other regulars. Like I'm there if everybody else is sort of like just passed out, drunk or ill. Usually is the way.
Yeah, pretty much
old age. Well, yeah. Mike, as well as yourself, there was another member who had a very, very unique voice. And
he used to scare me.
Yeah. I mean, he still does. I mean, he's the sort of guy that you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley if you had been doing something wrong, because he would have taken out a very, very large gun or a tank out of his back pocket and may have possibly done some very bad things to you. And he also said that he couldn't be on the show tonight. But by the power of magic and Bongo and a few other things that have went on, Christopher Matthew should be on the line right now, and he's out and about with his wife, so he's grabbing 15 or 20 minutes to be with us. So, Christopher, are you there? I'm not here.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey,
Chris. Thanks for joining the show, mate.
Yeah, Chris, how you doing, guys? Chris? I'm probably a little choppy.
That's okay. Mr. Matthew.
Say hello to that man. Hey, Chris, you got us?
Yeah,
I got you. I got you.
Okay, talk away. All over to you, fella. Hey, Chris.
Don't spit it all out in one go, will you?
No.
Chris, this is about as much as he spoke on the show when he was back on the show before.
I wonder he's not on anymore.
Yeah, well, Chris is out and about, and he's on 4G at the moment, so we apologize for him. Chris, can you hear us? We'll try and come back to Chris.
I'll tell you what. Do you want me to? I'll drop off because I know you've got you've got plans. But it's a bit of a sausage fest in this Skype room at the moment. I just want to say, Greg, I love you. You're a good friend to me. I think you've done great with the show. I know sometimes it's very difficult, you've done a great job. I want to thank everybody that goes onto the show. I love Bongo. I love Mark. Fraser, Rich, you're all great, and not Chris because you scare me. I think this show is great. I love you guys, all the hard work you do, and I want to get over there to that America place. I know it's a bit crazy at the moment with the who you got in charge over there, but I'll make it over there somehow. And we need to sort of nip that in the bud about all getting together for a PAX or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, right, I'm going to drop off. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to lurk around into the Twitch chat. But Greg,
love you back.
Yeah, all the best, man.
Every day, I see the picture of my wife and my son that you sent me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know on the back, I did like a little dick butt picture that you didn't see.
I saw that. No.
Yeah. Also, download the Veteran Gamers. It's another show. Bye.
Thank you, Mike.
See you, Mike.
Cheers, Mike.
That is Mike. That's absolutely fantastic. There.
We are going
to
try and get CP back in a little while. Another member of the crew, which was of the old crew as well. Now he really can't be here tonight, Greg. But that was somebody that I laughed at so many times.
Oh God! And, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Skullduggerer himself, Richard Primrose, has sent us a lovely audio file. And, Mark, can you play that thing?
Yeah, and you'd be pleased to know he's not in a sleeping bag when he recorded this.
It would have been perfect, actually, if he was.
This shit recording. Okay. Richard Webster has been blackmailing me and Mike Chin. Apparently he's going to release the GOAT video from 2 years ago when me and Mike had a romantic retreat in the Cotswolds. So he's told me I've got to do some sort of memo for the Overseas Connection. You see that? I've still got them. Congratulations. Especially to Mr. Gregers, obviously, because he's a beast of a man who cannot stop doing this relentlessly. The game freaky that he is. And, I'd just like to say, well done, 400. And let's have many more, 500. What's happening then? Are you going to come over to America, England then, Mr. Greg?
I'm trying.
I think Robin Tate would like me to pastel memories, and I've got this bit dubious for me because a lot of the time when I did the Overseas Connection, I was under the influence of alcohol. we used to record on Tuesdays, 11 o'clock, so a lot of the time it was in a cold room, a living room, Skype chat, and inevitably my crappy PC was the one that always seemed to fail and drop offline. And I didn't have any sort of fancy mic or headphones and stuff, but Greg used to heroically hold it all together, because he was good like that, and he still is. So after doing that for a few months, I had the bright idea that, there's a lot more comfort to be had upstairs in your bedroom, so I decided that I was going to take my laptop upstairs and basically do it from the comfort of my bed. And that was a big mistake, because I think at the time, I can't remember what was discussed, it was Battlefield 3 or Bad Company 2, if I remember rightly. Mid-conversation, I think Christopher Matthew and Greg were going toe-to-toe about the multiplayer, and I fell asleep. And
I remember the snoring.
Look at the vague memories I have. It was slaver on the keyboard and my face stuck to the keys. I had some good times. It was great, great times. And I hope you guys are all enjoying yourselves as much as we did. If Chris is popping his head in, say hello from me. Okay, guys.
Right, it's just such a classic act. Oh, just fantastic. God. I loved the show when Skulldugger was on, because you just never, ever knew, Greg, where it was going to happen, what was going to go.
No.
I remember Greg telling him off so many times, and he used to fidget around inside the sleeping bag.
Hey, Chris. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. I've got Greg for you on the other side.
Mr. Chris, Matthew.
You got involved... How did you get involved with the Overseas Connection?
So I was thinking about this today as I was recollecting on all those long years ago when Primrose and I had to suffer through the grueling 16-week playoff of the OC Idol. I don't know if you all remember that.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah.
It was an intense competition between Primrose and myself. We didn't realize that there were two finalist positions, and so. It was a little cutthroat. I thought I was going to have to kneecap him for a little while. I feel good that I didn't. Because he has kids, you know. So, What are we talking about? Games?
No, we're just talking about the podcast.
Podcast, and that all happened, yeah.
So I suppose it all began. I think I scored a guest spot on the now defunct Couch Mercenaries show. So I guess we know who won that competition, who the real team was. And that was a good time, and I enjoyed that. And then I had the good pleasure of meeting Mr. DeLazy in the flesh, as it were.
Yes.
At some dive bar in California. I can't remember. Unsavory character that he is. He took me to some questionable location. I doubt his intent were noble. Luckily, I go to the gym. Pretty regular. One afternoon I had a few free moments. I said, hey, Greg, I'm a little bored. I'd be like a guest on your podcast. And
that literally was it.
And I kind of just hung around like a bad ex-boyfriend that won't go anywhere. Here I am again.
CP, you were always the guy that was addicted to XCOM, and you were terrifying. And when you spoke, we had to listen. I mean... And I think XCOM was your baby.
XCOM was my baby, yeah. And what's the other one? There was
Fallout. Probably. You were mad into Fallout.
Fallout was my baby. Yeah. Skyrim. I think Fallout 3 was my first real addiction.
Yeah,
I had to go to counseling for that one.
Yeah, because you played it on 360, PS3, and PC, didn't you?
And PC, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got all the achievements on 360, and I got the platinum trophy on the PS3, and I'm currently working through all the achievements on the PC, so I may have a real problem.
Just a little.
Just a little. I'm currently I apologize if there's a little background noise. I'm currently coming to you live from the local coffee shop. As Bongo the Scene pointed out, I'm on a bit of a date with the missus, and she's bringing us coffee and gelato as I'm stealing a few minutes.
Chris, do you still do any gaming? Do you? Do you still game?
I'm still playing the Skyrim a little bit, and I'm looking into the XCOM 2. The community was kind enough to make a few recommendations for me on some older games that I think I might dive into. I've kind of done Skyrim to death, so I think I'm going to look into Dragon Age Inquisition. Dragon Age 2 was a little bit of a disappointment for me, so I had initially given Dragon Age Inquisition a pass. Thank you. This salted caramel gelato, by the way, for those of you.
it's like we're podcasting all over again, Chris.
It is.
The only thing missing right now is a bag of popcorn.
No, yeah, the main thing missing is a dog barking.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I have a guest star.
Yeah.
They frown upon dogs in American coffee shops, unfortunately. So he's at home.
Chris, it's lovely. Thank you very much for the effort of joining into the podcast tonight. It's really appreciated. We miss your voice. I know I miss your voice on this show because it's so unique, and you had such a really clear way of describing games and a really fantastic dry wit. It was a great time for the show.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you all enjoyed my rantings and ravings. I'll have to see if I can some samples of my sultry voice from time to time.
You should, Chris. I'm going to jump in and say hello, Chris. It's Fraser speaking.
Hello, Fraser.
How are you?
I'm well. I can't tell if you got a speaker or not. I think everyone around here might be listening to this.
Hello, everyone else. I just wanted to just jump in and say, because, you know, people like Rich, I know Rich, I've interacted with, say, Rich Primrose a lot and Mike Chin for a lot. And Chris, you're sort of just, for me, you're like the outstanding podcast hero. You know, when you listen to these podcasts and you know, you get to know these people over time, and I think I did podcast with you once, but not enough, so it's just, for me, it's almost like almost a fanboy thing. It sounds really crazy to say, but we don't hear enough of you, so if you ever get the chance to get back on, that would be great.
Well, I'll have to find some time. It is always a pleasure to join someone new on a podcast. I think I did try to get on the transatlantic rants once upon a time, but there was somehow it didn't work.
I think you're right. I think we invited you on to get on that. That's amazing. You remember that?
So he was
the smart one out of the group.
Yeah. Just fine. Short term memory of an earthworm. I'm not sure how. I do have to break from subject for a moment just to announce that after 14 years of futility, Army has finally beat the hell out of Navy in the annual Army-Navy football classic that's just concluded.
Jeez.
That's big news for me. So all of you in podcast land that have no idea what I'm talking about, it's the only football game, American football game, on TV today. Check it out. Although the game's over, you missed it. I'm pretty proud of the team. That's right. The president-elect was even there. Whatever you think of.
Super.
Chris, you know, the one thing I miss, I think, the most is your interruptions during the intro.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to put that in. When Bongo the CN asked me to be on the show, I thought maybe I could interrupt you somehow. We'll have to figure it out. I'll just send you a recording of the dog, and you can play that whenever you start the intro.
There you go.
Oh, so
listen, I'm going to have to return to my date. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you, and I'm gonna look to find some time to maybe guest a little more often on the show here
in the
coming months.
You are.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, it's been lovely to speak to you again, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks very much for doing this.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Yeah.
All the best to your wife. Thank you very much. Thank her for giving us the time off our date. All right. So, that was wonderful. That was kind of on the hoop, wasn't it?
That was good.
Just while we're talking about Chris, I've known Chris a long time because he was part of the other 35s when I was there. Eight, 9 years ago? And there was a part where we joined, like, we had, like, squads, and there was me, Parsip, and CP in Zulu squad, and quite a few others as well, but we were, like, really tight-knit. And when we used to game against other squads, CP would be the one to organise us and tell us where to go and what to do. He's such a hero of mine. Like Fraser says, he's such an awesome guy. So
my favourite thing about him is he would get frustrated at his own gameplay.
Yeah.
And he would rage quit on himself.
Yeah.
Did he let himself down?
Yeah.
Well, as well as the classic OC podcast crew, there is a new crew, Greg, and it's a new generation. And unfortunately, the other crew and support team couldn't be here tonight. But Kim, the queen of the Hermit Cave, originally from Lousia Gaming, the master builder supreme and author of 20 More Things to Do with a Unicorn, has sent an audio file. Mark, play that audio file.
Howdy, y'all. Sorry I couldn't be there tonight. I have a bridal shower / bachelorette party to go to for my sister-in-law. Well, of course it's my sister-in-law. If it was my brother-in-law, it might be a little bit awkward. Probably. Congratulations, Tank Top. 400 episodes. I think that makes you kind of a big deal. I don't know. You'll have to talk to Peds about the requirements for such things, but I'm going to call it. So, yo, Retriever, here's to 400 more episodes to keep that podcast train chugging along. You can do it. I know you can. You've got this far. I'm glad to have been a part of just a little bit of that and continuing to be a part of that in the future. You guys are a great podcast team and great friends, and I couldn't have asked for better. I'll be seeing you in the next podcast. Bye.
Thank you very much, Kim. A wee sweetheart. And for any of you that are following the OC podcast on Twitter, I suggest that you look at the Twitter feed now, because Kim has posted a photograph of herself in a tank top tonight. And I gotta say, she looks absolutely stunning. Absolutely. Not to be patronizing, but she looks absolutely stunning.
Can you get that on the screen, Rich, by any chance?
Kim's brilliant. She's just lovely. I mean, she's just a, well, we say she's not quiet, but she has so much to say. She's so much into her RPGs, it's frightening.
We've got another lady on the podcast as well, haven't we? Nicole Radowski, our very own Southern Belle, a little sister who always pulls out her hair and is a mother of all puppies. And she sent in a little clip for you too, Greg. I'll play that right now for you.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to say congratulations on your 400th episode, the show's 400th episode. It is definitely an epic milestone. And it has been wonderful to be able to start with gaming back in the Halo days and end up being a part of such a wonderful show and community. So once again, congratulations.
And there you go.
Thank you.
And we're not going to mention
girls.
Those girls.
They take so much shit from us.
They really do.
You know, all they want to do is twitch and play games. That's all they really want to do.
But don't go there, Robin. Don't go there.
Oh, dear. There is another member of the podcast.
Don't make me reach for my phone, Robin.
There is another member of the podcast crew. And Fraser, do you know anything about this member of the podcast crew that wanted to say hello?
He's an unsung hero, I think, isn't he, more than anything?
Yeah. He does stuff for us every single week. I mean, he is the king of the quiz. I mean, he's 10th Dan in Nintendo. And he's been the winner of the best butt in Natchez, Mississippi for the last 3 years in a row. And that's our very own Jason Johnson, Teflon 12. And a key part of this podcast every week with our trivia quiz. And it's wonderful. And he really is part of the team.
I like the way you gave me the prompt there, Robin. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Bloody Canadians.
I should be looking at the notes, shouldn't I?
Yeah, we've got our own separate notes, what Greg has no access to.
The consummate profession.
So, what Jason sent a lovely message in too. So, you want to play that?
Hey, OC Podcast crew. This is Jason Johnson, otherwise known as Teflon 12. I just wanted to wish you, or at least congratulate you on 400 episodes. I've been listening to the podcast since about 2012, when I first heard Greg DeLacy and Mike Chin on an episode of The Gamesmen, and that's how I found out about the Overseas Connection and the G4TE community. And that's what got me started in, and I've been listening ever since, every episode. It is a privilege to be able to write trivia for you guys every week. I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate the hard work you all put in. Everyone from Greg to Bongo, Fraser, Nicole, Kim, Mark, Rich, everybody. Even if I forgot to mention anybody. My mind is going blank and I'm getting a little bit of stage fright recording this audio, which doesn't make much sense because I'm recording audio. And there's nobody else around. But anyway, thanks for...
He's born to podcast. Great, get him on.
All the great hours of content.
I like Teflon.
All the hard work.
Teflon's one of my favorite in the community.
And here's
because
400.
He's such a Nintendo fanboy.
Right. You share just, common bond.
Because there's not many of us. There's only like me, Teflon, and then like Fraser.
And Gary Amras, 89, Lever.
Oh, yeah, Gary as well. Like,
he's the biggest I know. He's the only one with about 15 Amiibos stuck up his ass.
I don't know anyone else. I don't know
he loved your list, Fraser.
I don't know anyone else who like me who owns like three copies of Ocarina of Time. Like, I'm just a sad twat.
It's all good, Richard. We were playing Majora's Mask this morning.
Nice game. Yeah, if anyone's wondering what the three copies of it are, they are all illegal. And they're all on VHS. So
I think Teflon is brilliant. I think his voice is fantastic, and we should try to get over a stage fright and get him on the show sometime. Really soon.
We've had him on once.
He's been on, yeah. He's been on once. Yeah. He's been on the Gamesman a few times as well.
There you go.
Mm. Well, it wouldn't really be a show without its sister show, and the Veteran Gamers is a I would say almost a sister show of the Overseas Connection, part of the VG Hub. And Stu, Eric, and Mike have been again such a big part of my life over the last, God, I don't know, 8-9 years, whatever it is. Really, they are the most loved ex-cons to ever escape from Wormwood Scrubs. Just amazing. And the American side of it has sent us in an audio file, and he just wanted to have a wee quick word with you, Greg, in his own inimitable fashion. And Duke Scath, play that thing, Mark.
Hey, what's up there, Overseas Connection people? It's Duke Scath from the Veteran Gamers. Now, I understand that my buddies did a thing where they sent you stuff and things, and I'm sorry that I didn't get part of that thing where I recorded with them, but I'm recording now because I really want to say congratulations with all the whole 400 episode things, and we appreciate all you do being part of the VG Hub. And, yeah, you guys rock the socks off the clocks and things. So, yeah, I got 60 more seconds to keep talking here, so I'll just sing a song of congratulations. Hooray for the Overseas Connection. You guys are achieving perfection. And I love to hear what you podcast. And I know that I'm Blogbast, there's nothing that rhymes with podcast. I guess Bombast would work, but I messed up, so I can't have that in the song. Anyway, yeah, cheers to all of the Overseas Connection crew, and here's to 400,000 more episodes, and I don't know why I'm talking like this, but it just seemed like the thing to do. You know, Jason Gollaher is always doing weird voices. Maybe I should do like a series of stories like him. Oh, I'm a tree. I'm someone's hair. I'm a car. Whatever. Anyway, kudos on the shows, and keep going. Nice work. Peace.
All right, real quickly, I need to make a couple comments. So okay. One, Eric, thank you for sending that in. Eric is from, I believe it's Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know when he turned to become a New Jersey boy, but that was pretty much what I got out of that.
Well, he said he didn't know why he was doing the accent, but
I know. I know. Was, it was
Bob, the businessman, was in there.
So a funny thing about this, I have podcasted with Eric and Mike, obviously, on our show. Stu, I have called into their show before, but I've never actually done a full podcast with Stu Fowler. He's the one.
He's been on ours a couple of times, but it's always been when you've been off and he's been right on to cover. So I know last time he was on, Fraser arranged it, didn't you? Fraser was hosting and he was on with me and Fraser and I think Kim, if I remember rightly.
So anyway.
Yeah, well, look, great. Thank you very much, Eric. That was fantastic. Yes. Bob the businessman was in there somewhere. Do you know what? There's a person that has been out to buy a train set, a train plaque, and he wanted to come in and say hello because he is the ultimate nerd, not only with Nintendo, but with trains. Gary Lever from The Games Man, are you here live on the show right now?
No.
Ah, good. Moving on. Hey, Gary, how you doing? Thanks for joining the show. You're live on the air. Greg DeLacy is right in front of you.
I'm in your ear.
Hey, oh, I'm in your ear, too.
I know you are.
This is awkward now. You haven't played our clip yet, have you?
Well, that's a bit of a fucking spoiler.
Shh, Gary, don't ruin it.
I guess he's not mad at me, so we're good. Okay. Surprises for later. Like you didn't expect us to do something stupid. Oh, it's stupid.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, I have a question for you, actually. Yeah. I'm going to take over things for a brief moment. Gary, I see your profile picture, and I've seen this profile picture numerous times whenever I've brought you onto the podcast. Mm-hmm. What in the hell is on your face and head?
It's from Legend of Zelda. I cosplayed as Fierce Deity Link fucking years ago.
All right.
And, well, in that picture, I was playing Fierce Deity Link Gets Drunk in Pittsburgh. So I was walking around wearing my cap and everything, going to bars. It was awesome.
All right. Well, one, it explains why I did not know what you were, just based on the character. But, yeah, I've always wondered. I had to ask. This was the perfect time to ask.
Yeah. Fraser will know whenever he gets further into Majora's Mask what that is.
How old were you when that picture was taken? Because it was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
20?
Wow.
20, 21? It's okay, wow. My face is basically the same, but fatter.
Aren't we all?
And a bit of fluff on it now. You still got your little goatee beard.
Yeah. I stopped at the end of November and trimmed it because I don't like really long facial hair. Yeah, actually, really long is nothing because I can barely grow like a half an inch on my face. So,
I'm with you, Gary.
Amaris, can I ask how is your good lady doing? I know she's had some trouble of late and had an operation there. How's she doing?
She's doing really well, actually. She's doing a photography job for her cousin. She just finished that up. She'll be home soon. So, yeah, but she's been getting a lot better. Her hair's growing back. So that's been fun.
Excellent. That's good. Shit.
Speaking of that, the wife is home now, and the dogs didn't go crazy, so we're good.
Well, Mark, I know it's maybe messed you up a wee bit, but seeing he's on right now, just let's make him feel a bit awkward. Do you want to play the file from, first of all, from Dan, and then we'll go on to Gary's file, and let's see how we get on there? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Up yay.
Ruined everything.
What can I say about the show? I mean, such a great bunch of guys, you know. You've got the kind one who basically, you know, takes kids in and helps, you know, brings them up as his own. You've got the great looking guy and that girl with the she looks amazing. Yeah, I mean, fantastic, great people to work with. Really great fun. So much fun. It's a real honour to talk about it. Yeah. My favourite episode. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really catch. I don't really catch every episode. I'm not like a super super fan, but yeah, it's one of my guilty pleasures. I'll watch it now and then. It's yeah, you know, I couldn't say I have one favorite moment. Oh, yeah, it's probably the intro. You know that song, California. That one. Yeah, that's what. You don't want to. This isn't about the OC. The Overseas Connection podcast. Well, those hacks. Oh, I'm out of here.
Oh, Dan. Dan.
Nice. I well, thought for sure Dan would have said his favorite podcast episode was the ones that he was on.
Yeah.
Because we had him on the show.
He did the E3 special about two or 3 years ago with me and Gary DeFelice.
Yeah. He's a good lad, is Dan. I met Dan. He's a nice fella. And there is another lovely file from the Games Men themselves with Gary in it.
Yeah. There we go.
Let's go for it.
Hello, Overseas Connection crew. It's Gary and Dan. Say hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
And we're here to wish you a happy 400th episode. And we're from the Games and RPG, if you didn't know.
He does 400, man. That's ridiculous.
Hey, we'd technically be on. We'd be getting close to 300. Actually, yeah, we probably would have been around 300-ish if we didn't take a year off and we didn't reboot. This isn't Buttles. So, yes, 400 shows, you fucking bastards. It's okay, because it seems like Greg's getting a little old over there. taking weeks off to nurse his healing back and hips and whatever the wife destroys on the weekends.
You're going to get invited on again.
Yeah, a week that he's not on. Let's see. I started listening, I don't even remember how long ago, but it was whenever Christopher Matthews and good old Skulldugger and everything were on. But yeah, then I remember the whole transition period where fucking Greg just broke down and said, let's let some random fuckers on. Then we got introduced to Bongo and... and Mark and Nicole, and we need to get Shiny back on. We're Shiny. Shiny! But yeah, it's been a very interesting new period where there's a lot of hosts that I wish we could have. So, let's see. Favorite moments. Actually, one recently, I fucking loved the Watch Me Twitch, Watch Me Play Games. Dan, did you hear that when I put in the podcast, last podcast?
I'm in so much trouble. No, I'm in trouble. God.
I'll just send it to you. Actually, you know what? I may even attach into this because
I love
so much. But yeah, it's definitely gone a lot more interesting with having a, you know, like a jukebox where you push a button and then you push like four different buttons and then four different hosts just show up. I'm making good analogies here. Now, I want to hear Skulldugger again. And, oh yeah, that's right. One of the memories I thought of was whenever he fell asleep on the podcast, or whenever Jenny fell asleep and was snoring during the podcast. Basically, anybody that's sleeping, that's not me on a podcast. Yeah, it's changed, isn't it?
I can't decide if my favorite moment was actually the boob slip or meeting Bongo in real life. Yeah, it's a tough call.
Yeah, I know the answer to that one.
Is Bongo as good as a pair of breasts?
Boobs.
Or Bongo is a pair of breasts to you?
Hey, at least I got to touch Bongo.
Exactly. That's how it works.
And he bought me beer.
Ooh. Can't say that about a pair of boobs. You normally have to buy the boobs beer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember all the old stuff. Fuck, I love, like, I don't know. I miss Christopher Matthews' lovely voice. It's so sexy. But yeah, I miss the DJ and then Chinny.
Bongo's mic fail. I think that's one of my highlights.
Oh God. It was so good. It was such an embarrassing little thing. It was like a child, like, it's like, no, don't look at me. And it happened on video. So it's like, fuck, you can't hide that. It's there. It's there for everyone.
It's so nearly happened to me on several occasions. But,
Yours more isn't a fall. It's like your mic just goes, it's like a limp penis. Like it just starts falling down. But yes.
But anyway, guys, congratulations. It's one hell of a milestone. I mean, really, you should have waited till 500, but yeah, never mind. Here's to the next 400.
Anyway, I don't think we said anything nice about Greg, huh? So Greg said the main one. Basically, my favorite things with Greg is anytime he says, you're fired. Because he fires everyone. Actually, I think he fired two people last week. Every time he fires someone, I crack up laughing. So fire them all this week, or I will be very upset. Anyway, have a wonderful show.
Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games. Watch me Twitch. Twitch. Watch me play games.
Thank God Nicole's not here.
Garrett, thanks for signing my death warrant.
Gary.
For pumping out another episode of The Gamesman.
Yes, Gary, you're fired.
Yay! I get fired now. Does that mean I get kicked?
The old games, man, I mean, we thought they were gone, but then they came back, you know. I mean, they love a good RPG, but sadly, you know, only one of them is capable of willing to publicly admit to finishing Putt-Putt. So, Gary, how do you feel about that? Putt-Putt, you won the Victory Achieve competition with Putt-Putt. Will you ever live that down?
I'm living it every day. And I love it. I'm going to play it tonight now and just do another one for you.
Was it Fraser said that, what was it, the t-shirt that we were going to get made? Was it Putt-Putt?
Putt-Putt steals my dignity.
Gary, thank you very much for coming onto the show. It's lovely. Thank you very much.
I'm happy to be here. Good to celebrate with you guys.
Cheers, Gary.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Have a shot now.
All right. Thanks, sir. Gary.
How's it going for you, Greg?
I mean, it's good. It's been kind of emotional. I gotta admit. I'm not. Don't tell Mike this, but when he was talking, it did kind of really sink in. The 400.
Oh, don't worry.
I know.
It's going to get worse. Don't worry. So I think there's actually somebody standing in the wings. Now, he did send us in a nice little audio clip, but because he's here as well, we might as well have a chat with the Parkinson, who is the self-styled 70s chat show host, who, despite everyone's best efforts, still thinks the Overseas Connection is a gardening program. Pilch, you've joined the show. Hello, Pilch. How are you, sir?
Hello. Doing very well, thank you.
Here he is, the legend himself.
I'm fine. I'm using my MacBook microphone, so I don't know what I'm sounding like. But I never sound particularly good anyway, so.
You sound better than your podcast.
Brutal.
Pilch, how did you get to know about the Overseas Connection? How did that all happen?
Well, obviously, through Veteran Gamers. I'm sorry, but everyone says it, don't they? Listen to Veteran Gamers first and then got onto you guys.
We've all done it. We've all done it.
Yes, yes.
Veteran Gamers is the gateway drug.
Yeah.
Apparently so, yeah. I don't know. I think I've been... Oh, you can get rid of my audio file now, Bongo. You don't need that. But I've been probably about 3 years, I think, I've been listening.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Long-term listener, first-time caller. Is that what they say?
Right, yeah, pretty much.
Well, I have been on the show once, so I suppose technically that's the second time. You probably don't remember that. Long time ago.
I remember it well, Pilch.
It was episode 372. I remember these things. Yeah, yeah,
just, I told
just,
you
just
earlier.
They pop up from my head. Yeah.
It's good. Congratulations, anyway. 400 shows. That is impressive stuff. I'm only on 14, and I'm starting to wane, so.
I think it's pretty cool what you do there, Greg, or what Pilch does, Greg, sort of pulling us all together.
No, I got to commend Pilch. Pilch is actually, he's got a good little gig.
I'm with you there, Fraser.
I know, I'm ignoring Fraser, and I'm ignoring Robin.
Pilch is over, maybe.
Totally. You're Canadian. Pilch, no, I want to give you some props, though, because you have, I mean, it's a one man show, and I know that's not easy. So keep it up. You'll do just fine.
Good. Thank you. This is not about me. This is meant to be about you. Where's your tank top?
Well, that's the funny thing about that. I, for once, decided not to wear a tank top, and then all of the Yahoos on the podcast decided to wear tank tops. Go figure. Yeah. We need to get, I'm going to self-plug myself now, Pilch. One of these days, I need to get onto your podcast. You've had every other member of this podcast on your podcast. I need to get onto your podcast.
Yeah, it's you lot over the other side of the pond. It's tricky to get a good time.
Right.
I'm sure you'll come on.
Right. Well, yeah, it suits you. See, this is how I worked it to my advantage. I just made these guys always stay up till 30 in the morning.
President business. Yeah, there you go. Pilch, thank you very much. We love your show. Thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Lovely. Are you wearing a hat right now, Pilch?
I have got a hat on, yes. I always wear a hat.
What is it with the hats? Anyway, thanks for that. Thanks very much, Pilch. It's lovely to have you on the show, Richard. Okay, guys.
Hey, see you later, Pilch.
Cut that out, Bongo. Natty, hell. <That's it. laughs>
Spoilers. I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
See you all later.
Bye.
See you, Pilch.
See you, mate.
Yeah. Oh, Mark. do we have anybody else? Or was anybody even interested in saying anything about the Overseas Connection? I can't imagine there's anybody else because we've got pretty much everybody that's been on.
Yeah. Well, we've got a really good sound clip from the True Skill guys. They've come out of retirement just to record this last little bit. They're sadly no more, but for one night only, they've pulled the band back together for just his last final gig. So enjoy, Greg, while I play this.
Right, so, would you rather you've got to have this for an entire year, a tank top and skinny arms, or shorts and skinny legs?
Ooh,
it's tough the old sparrow question. Legs, isn't it?
Oh, the old sparrow legs versus the old sparrow arms.
Yeah.
So they've always got to be
Sun's
on track.
Guns out, guns out, you know, just like Napoleon Dynamite.
He rocked that pretty hard, actually. Yeah. I like that.
Rocked it real hard. But the Overseas Connection, well, we know that our Uncle Greggles, he's a big fan of his tank tops. So I'm guessing he'd probably go for that. Now, he hasn't got sparrow arms, which I'm kind of guessing...
No, he doesn't.
He probably misses gym day on the legs, though. So I reckon he's probably got sparrow legs.
So I think he'd have to go for the sparrow legs.
Yeah,
he might be donning those shorts already. We just never get to see.
We've never seen him below the waist. You never know. He might have robotic legs that we didn't know.
We have no idea. Anyway, on a serious note, it's the Overseas Connections
400.
That's a lot of shows.
Mighty achievement.
Massive. So congratulations to you guys. It was such a big accolade that you managed to get 3 out of the 4 True Skill Games podcasts out of retirement. Just to send you this message.
Yeah, look at that.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes, it's a mighty achievement. Well done.
So
400 episodes. Just imagine the amount of hours you've wasted doing that podcast.
So that's a congratulations from me, Dr. Woolley.
Congratulations, Greggles. Well done, mate. I've been listening to you for a very long time. 400 episodes is a big achievement. Just in front of the veteran gamers, and they're on 300 and something.
Rifle.
It'll be their 400th soon, I should imagine. It might have even happened, and I've missed it. That would be a shame.
And that's a well done from Viva La Pedros as well. That was all you were supposed to say, Jay.
Well, there you go. That's those guys. I'm sad to see them go.
Yeah, no. Well, we still talk to them though, and we'll still, I think, probably put together some kind of competition because we've had some fun playing games against them.
Definitely, and I think we should open it up to the public as well and we can make an effort to start a gamer night, Gears and Beers or whatever it may be. But I think we need to do that on a regular basis in the future.
OC versus the public.
Yeah, that could be it.
Okay.
Could be something like that. Okay, so Phil Olson,
Also, the silver tongued devil himself. Do you know what, Greg? He was the voice for the original Marks and Spencer's advert. This is not just a chocolate pudding. This is a Marks and Spencer's chocolate pudding. And sadly, he was fired for eating all the pudding. So, but in his moment of need, he felt the need to send us an audio file. And Mark, play that thing.
Hi there, guys. It's Phil Olsen here, a.k.a. Phil Thee, and host of the Dormant Virtual Pizza Podcast, which will be returning to your listening buds. Just wanted to say happy 400th episode. It's a fantastic achievement, and you should be really proud of yourselves, especially you, Greg. You've been the mainstay throughout all its iterations, and you should be very proud of yourself. Had some very happy memories listening to the podcast and getting involved with the community over the years, and it certainly brought a cheerful and funny time, and also support as well. I have to say that over the years, the community has always been very supportive of people who have needed it, and I've been on the receiving end myself, and it's much appreciated. A real family feel and a real community. So, guys, congratulations on 400 episodes again. Keep up the good work. It's a huge effort. And, yeah, enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Phil. That was lovely. That's lovely. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, it's just, do you know what, Greg? We've been putting this together now for probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks we've been planning this. Yeah.
I bet.
Behind your back.
No, and you know what? And it's a good thing that you were, because if we had gone along with just my planning, it would have been, I think, a 2-minute audio clip. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, we were doing our very best to give you, you know, to feed you a bone every now and again, because it was a very active WhatsApp group going. And, we were trying to feed you enough information that we were actually planning something, but it was all being very downplayed.
Right.
And I'm quite sure you were probably quite disappointed in us that we maybe hadn't got into it a bit more. But it's just been amazing, the response that has came back, the people that wanted to give you good wishes. And it's been fabulous. People old and new. And even there's guys there that have been kind of new into the group that have got involved very much in the year of living Gamagerously, and the same coin guys, and you know, and their new role, if you've listened to their podcast recently, they're educators in all things sexual, and the same coin podcast breaks new ground in mixing video games and the Karma Sutra, and I for one have thankfully learned very little from them, and they have sent in an audio file. Play Dastardly Jabby's thing, Mark, will you?
Hello, everybody at the Overseas Connection. This is Chris from the Same Coin and 60 Minutes With podcast. Wow, 400 shows. That's pretty impressive by anybody's standards. To put out 400 shows is pretty incredible. So I just wanted to take a minute just to say thank you to everybody. Thank you for putting out such a fantastic podcast. For bringing the community together. I think that's the biggest thing I could say about you guys, is the fact that you've brought together such a fantastic community of people. You know, you're this amazing hub where people will come and will, you know, share their victories, you know, completing games and joining with the podcast, joining with the Twitch streams. And, you know, it's not only that as well, it's the stuff that you do for charity, you know, like going to the Midlife Gamer events at Eurogamer. You know, you're always putting up prizes, donating prizes for people to win. And that's absolutely fantastic. I think you guys are fantastic and brilliant. And long may it continue. I commend all your efforts. I think you do such an amazing job as a podcaster. I know the sacrifices you have to make to do a podcast week in, week out, and it's, you know, it's time, it's financial aspects, it's all sorts. So you guys are amazing, and thank you so much for 400 amazing shows, and thank you Bongo as well for starting your year of living Gamagerously. I hope I pronounced that right. I think it's an amazing idea. It's brilliant, and it's gaining a lot of traction. Loads of people are joining in. So long may it continue. Congratulations, guys. Fantastic. 400 shows. Congratulations. Well done. You are brilliant. And there's only really one apt way to finish this message by saying victory achieved. Well done. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's Flash, isn't he? Nice yes, little Flash is. Bit at the end there. Show off. Never liked him.
No. Thank you for that. I'm a bit speechless right now.
He's been on the show.
I know. He's been on the show.
He's another one I invited on. I'm very generous.
Yes. You actually brought him on with me, Fraser. I remember we were searching for somebody, and you're like, I know this guy from, TS Coin, and I'm like, I don't know who they are. You're like, well, you'll like them.
I'm like a talent.
I'm like, scout. Okay, total.
I like Canadian. the cross pollination is amazing. I know you've been on our show, Greg. I think you hold the dubious you hold a dubious position on our show, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're the only outsider to ever win the quiz.
Oh, I remember that. Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, like that, so we have this tally board with everyone with these sort of numbers of 17s and 18s, and just Greg just sitting there camped at the bottom with Greg DeLacy with one win. It's great.
Oh yeah, and that gave me the moniker Hero and Legend.
Yep, you are a hero and legend. Got to meet him at EGX this year, and his voice does not fit his body at all. He is built, stacked, six-pack, big, hunky guy, and he has this very delicate voice. It's disconcerting meeting people. But yeah, that was lovely. Thank you very much. I'm a bit taken by all the stuff as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just to real quickly to piggyback on your image of him versus what he turned out to be in real life. Mm. I remember when we had him on the podcast. And that was before I think we were doing video, or he didn't have a camera set up, and so he just had his Skype image, and it was his face with, I think he had two like banana candies. I forgot they were Runts, and they were stuck in his nose, and it made him look like a walrus. And that is the image I have of him forever.
So. Two bananas in the tailpipe. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Where do we go from here, Mark?
Sorry, I was just sending messages because I'm having a bit of trouble getting a message through from a certain chappy. We've got one from the Entertainers, from Kyle Adams. The Entertainers are the new kids on the block.
Yes, they are.
Kyle and Katie, the current world record holders for the longest podcast episode in the world, coming in at 6 days and 15 hours and still going strong. They've just finished the intro section, apparently. So... I don't know what any of that means, but I'm just reading what Robin wrote. I don't want people blaming me for that waffle.
What?
I've met both these people down at EGX. They're lovely people, Kyle and Kater. I'm a few episodes behind. I don't know if is Natras back on the show yet, or is he still not on yet?
I think he's due to come back very shortly.
Yeah. So. That's cool. But yeah, so here's Kyle with his clip.
Hello everyone at the OC. Kyle Adams here, known as AdamsKD86 online. Just a quick message to say congratulations on 400 shows. I've listened to your show for longer than I can remember and want you to all know that I appreciate all the hard work that each and every one of you put in to producing one of the best podcasts out there. I can't always make your live shows, but always enjoy listening to the show on iTunes and interacting with the awesome community you guys have created. I've even met a couple of the OC hosts and shared a hotel room with one, but we don't talk about that, as well as a load of the community members over the years.
Yes, we do.
We're very lucky to be part of such a wonderful group of people. Congratulations on 400 again. I'm looking forward to the next 400.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, I have to tell you that... There's two people that made me walk funny, and Mark was one at EGX this year. But the year before, it was Kyle Adams. And dear God, that man snore. He kept me up all night long. He snored and snored and snored. And he tried to spoon me because we had to share a double bed. And, you know, it was like that clip from Trains, Planes and Automobiles when we walked into the room and we looked at each other. And, yeah, where's your hand? It's between two pillows. Those aren't pillows. Yeah, and terribly, terribly messy, messy guy. I mean, there was dirty underpants on the floor. I don't know. Well, he's got involved with the Katie and that. Yeah, they're good lads. And that's very nice of him to do that.
Is there anything else, any other encouraging things you'd like to say about him?
But they do a good show, apart from the sport.
Send in your clip, Robin. We'll just kill you
to bits. But you know what? There is a famous person that has had a really, really tough 2016. And I know, Greg, he holds a place in your heart and mine and probably everybody around the community. And it's been pretty hard for him to stay in contact with the way his life has went over the last while. And thankfully, and literally within the last few minutes, he has managed to get an audio file to us. And we love Dorian. And and we hope that Dorian's life improves massively. He has been very, very positive, but he's been through an absolute shit hole. And he's managed to get an audio file to us tonight. So play that thing for Greg, please, Mark.
Hello, peeps. Okay, Parsnip Nose 3000 in the house, just not his house anymore. Ha ha! Anyway, just wanted to say wish you all the best of luck on your show 400. It's an awesome achievement, and it's been an absolute pleasure being part of that ride with you guys. Long may it continue. Love you all. Ta-ra!
Cheers, Dorian.
Lovely.
Love you, guys.
Cheers back at you, Dorian.
What about Dorian, Greg? Where did Dorian all fit into all this puzzle?
Dorian was he's one of the original 035s, and this is back when it was actually, the 035's website, and, that turned into the G4TE website. And I came in, I think the 035's website, we had already been reaching out to you guys, and I say you guys as in that group, and I had been making inroads to try and make a community podcast, and get another site. And that was the challenge back then was we didn't have our own website. We were just kind of our own podcast. We I say we bounced around in that one episode from 100. I was not lying. I mean, we really were kind of trying to figure out where we could call home. And so G4TE had parted ways with the Over 35s podcast. And the Over 35s podcast, of course, had left and become the Veteran Gamers podcast. And so G4TE didn't have a podcast per se. And so I approached Dorian and started talking to him about, well, what if we, just instead of just being associated with you guys, we just became kind of the actual official podcast. And he loved the idea. And that was a tremendous time because the community at G4TE, in particular at that time, was really thriving. We just had this great, this great pool of people to play games with, and you had these forum threads where there's all kinds of discussions going on, and it's a fond time. I look back on it, and it's crazy as I'm thinking about it now. I'm walking myself back through memory lane with each and every one of these phone calls, Dorian is a great guy. I know he has had his challenges. But he's always been an amusing chap. For me, I have always enjoyed listening to Dorian tell his little stories. He has a quirkiness to him that I absolutely adore. So, yeah. I think that about Fantastic. Sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A real place in my heart with Dorian. And I'm thankful for him for bringing me into the community and getting me into the podcast as well. Look, I'm going to break this up with something a wee bit different now, Greg. Chap that didn't feel confident enough to send an audio file, but he sent us an email. And this guy was actually a member of our podcast for a while. And, well, being brutally honest, we've sort of had our ups and downs, and for one reason or another, this guy decided that this maybe wasn't for him, and he went on to do his other stuff. So he sent an email, and it's a full A4 page, but I'll try and to do it justice. And it's from Jay, from Shiny. So here we go. Greg's 400th show. Hey guys, I hope you're having a great episode 400. In 2010, I was an old and lonely gamer. I had very few people on my friend list and never really played anything online, but I wanted to. I went looking for a gaming community and I stumbled upon a link for the site called Gaming for the Elderly. I clicked on it and looked over the site. It looked pretty good, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't even sure what to look for. Then I saw that this community had a podcast. I thought that was pretty cool for a gaming community to have a podcast, so I decided to check it out. I downloaded 3 shows, which was perfect because I was going on a trip that week, and I listened to them on the plane, and immediately I was hooked. Greg DeLacy had me at the first time I heard him say, "Hey everybody, welcome to episode 360 million of the Overseas Connection podcast." I loved the show. I wanted to be part of the community and I couldn't wait to meet everyone, and I am glad I did. I've met some of my best friends and I've had some of my best gaming moments with the G4TE community. I ended up here because of this show, because of Greg DeLacy. So I'm thrilled to have an opportunity to thank you, Greg, for everything on show 400. First, thank you for being a great friend and reaching out to me when I needed it, even though I probably didn't deserve it and wasn't a great friend back. Thank you for all your work with the community. Without this community, I wouldn't have some of my best friends, and I wouldn't have had a lot of successes in my life that I've had directly because of this community or inspired by the people from this community. Thank you for putting your heart and soul into the Overseas Connection podcast. I don't think you'll ever know how many people you reach and the lives you touch in so many positive ways. Thank you for everything you do for Extra Life and anchoring the team every year without fail. You make us proud. And lastly, thank you for being such a caring and compassionate person and a great role model. I admire and look up to you. I always have. You are a person that I aspire to be more like every day. So, Greg, thank you so much for everything. Congratulations on show 400. Here's to many more. Have a great rest of the show, everyone, and thank you for letting me be part of it. Jay.
Wow. Thank you, wow. Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm touched. He's a good guy. I know he faced some challenges in life, and he has overcome them. So I applaud Jay, and if I was able to play a small part in that, then great. But I think that everything that he has done, he should, you know, that's him. He has achieved that. I'm touched, and I thank you back. Thank you back.
It's nice. Yeah. I just want to say too that Greg touched me.
Did not. Do not talk to the police.
Point to the doll there about to touch you.
Oh my
no
god.
No documentation of that, Fraser. I got rid of the Polaroids. There's nothing we can talk about any further.
24 years ago when I was in New York, you touched my bum when I was going up an escalator. I filed a lawsuit, and you're going to be hearing from my solicitor shortly. Hey, do you know what? The Boss Wave, they're a thing. Imagine
they
that,
are a
the
thing.
Boss Wave. You know, and if a podcast was ever going to be compared to a rock and roll band, these fellas would be the Rolling Stones. You know, there's a gentle one, there's the one with the hair, and a hard-drinking, tree-hugging party animal. And they also wanted to say hello to the Overseas Connection tonight. Mark, play that thing.
All right, dudes, Chris MJW here. Just calling in to say congratulations on 400 shows, guys. What a milestone. That's awesome. Yeah, I've been listening to the show for, I think, 6 years now. Yeah, it's 2010. Back in the days when Chinny was getting jiggy with goats, Skullduggerer was earming his way through Dark Souls, and Mr. Christopher Matthew was teaching us all how to barbecue successfully. And while the crew may have changed over the years, the enjoyment's still been the same. And that's down to one man, the one and only Gregors, Mr. Murphy's Law, who binds the whole podcast together. I'm not a big multiplayer gamer, but I mean, I'm seriously impressed with what the G4TE community has achieved over the years. It's grown and grown. It's become a refuge for people, I think, and just for like-minded people to hang out with their friends and to make new friends. It's seriously impressive, and you know, it's going from strength to strength, so congratulations. Greg, it's you that rallies the troops every year for Extra Life, making all that lovely money for the sick kids. You're a fantastic podcaster, and you created this excellent podcast and community, and it's still trucking, so it's a real achievement. Congratulations. And to top it all off, you're a gosh damn darned it top bloke. So Greg, and the Overseas Connection, I and the Boss Wave crew, we salute you. Happy 400th, guys.
Well, what about that,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, no, thank you, Chris. Thank you. Again, I don't want to take, you know, I can't take credit for everything. This is absolutely a community effort, and it's you guys, and I'm going to have my say at one point in this podcast where I'm going to talk about a lot more than me, because that needs to happen.
Uh-huh. Oops, I dropped my mic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not again.
Can we talk about that moment? So a lot of people don't understand, and this is a funny story. It was a behind the scenes funny story. So I have, you know, for the most part, always made the podcast. I mean, I was on the podcast week in and week out. I've never had, up until I would say recently, a feeling of comfort of allowing control of the podcast outside of my hands. And it was time. It was time I had to say, you know what? We've got a good core group of podcasters that we can pull in. There's enough people. I need to be able to say, it's okay, I'm not on this week. And for the safety and sanctity of my own self, my wife, my marriage, my family, I had to let go a little bit. So Robin stepped up. Robin said, I will host the podcast, Greg. You've got nothing to worry about. I've got it. We're good. Christ. It's all going to be fine. You go away. You relax. Don't worry. And I did. I did. I went away. I downloaded the podcast. So I listened to the podcast. And immediately within, like, I don't know, the first minute or two of the podcast, the fucking mic drops on Robin. Everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
His internet died on my episode as well. Yeah. Me and Nicole have to close the show for him.
Yeah, his internet died. I mean, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And you know what, Robin? I laughed my ass off and I said, it's okay. It was a great episode.
Do you know what, Greg? That night, everything went wrong. I mean, I have a good mic and a good mic stand, and I decided I was going to bolt it onto the windowsill for the first time, and I thought that was a good idea, and I didn't have a proper grasp, and it fell. But not only that, the internet dropped in my house, so I went up and down two or three times, and right. I have to admit, I know the guys were laughing their fucking tits off. Mark was on, I think Nicole was on. Yeah. And they were laughing. And I felt like about an inch high.
I know.
Given the keys to the candy store. And
I mean, Robin, you reached out to me. You reached out to me honest and apologetic. And you were just like, I'm really sorry.
And you were so good about that. I know you were probably
Really. Nothing to be sorry about. It happens. It was funny. I mean, you guys all covered it. It worked. It was fun.
But, you know, we do that. I mean, I remember another night the internet dropped in my house, and I remember driving, like, the toppers of hell in my car.
You went to McDonald's, didn't you, for the Wi-Fi?
I parked my car out in a car park just outside McDonald's so I could leech their Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and the car park, all these young fellas were driving in and out, and I'm sitting there on the phone, never know, oh God, the police are looking at me. Jesus. But we overcome, and it's a community podcast, and I think people enjoy that sort of stuff too. I think they really do. And do you know what? Community, there's one person in the community that has appeared over the last couple of years, and it's been fantastic. And there's some old people from the community that have been fantastic as well. And there's one person that Rich really would love to talk about, which was an important part of this podcast many years ago. And Rich, talk about Big Smooth, will you?
Yeah, well, Big Smooth, he's a Canadian bastard from France. And he wanted to do something like a message or whatever, but I don't think he got round to it. But for anyone who doesn't know, Big Smooth 8 was the leader of the Couch Mercenaries we talked about before. He set up the podcast for the OCs with Greg and, you know, let him run with it and stuff. And then they parted ways and OC went independent. And I think Big Smooth went to prison for a bit, and there was,
right.
There was something going on. I can't remember what it was, but a monkey was involved. It was a terrible time. But what Big Smooth wanted to let you know, Greg, was that he loves you and he misses you, and he says you'd know what that means.
Yes. Yeah. No, JF Catan, a Big Smooth 8, he was the original Couch Mercenaries host, and they were a fun, crazy group. And so this is referencing back to pre-show. Fraser, when my wife came in, she's like, Is this the guy that ate the cinnamon? And I know you didn't understand that reference. That was a reference to the Couch Mercenaries. At one point, and I forgot the other host's name, it's escaping me.
Gothic Mike. Gothic Mike. There was raising money for him to get a PS3, wasn't there?
Right.
Yeah.
He was trying to raise money for a challenge to get a PS3, and the dare was he had to eat a spoonful of cinnamon. That is a horrible, horrible, horrible idea. He put the spoon of cinnamon into his mouth, and he immediately began choking because it just, I mean, it goes into your lungs. You don't swallow that cinnamon. You're breathing it. And it was, I mean, it was funny, but slightly scary because it was a really stupid idea.
It was coming out of every orifice. The video didn't put it on YouTube, didn't they?
Yes, they've been on YouTube.
I think it's still up there somewhere.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. Look up Gothic Mike Eats Cinnamon. Yeah. And anyway, yeah, so fond memories of the Couch Mercenaries. And JF, he was great. He, the Couch Mercenaries podcast actually had kind of stopped, and they kept hosting our show on their server. Because I didn't have my own server, and so for a good, I don't know, 3-4 months at least, if not longer, we were having shows on their server still. And that's actually why, unfortunately, if you think of it this way, we only have up to, I think, episode 95 is downloadable on the Podbean site. Mm-hmm. Anything before that is not accessible. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, you know, If it wasn't for the community, there wouldn't be the show, really. And we have to thank – I mean, there's so many people in the chat tonight. I can't even name them all. There's so many people, and it's so active, Greg, tonight.
Robin, I've got – just to let you know, I've got Gothic Mike eating cinnamon on the stream right now.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And you have seen it, because when I was searching for one of their podcasts, and I couldn't find it, but I saw this as a result.
Yeah,
how this brings back memories. What was the other guy called now? The Nintendo guy. I can't remember his name.
Jason.
That's it. Yeah, Jason.
Yep.
And then it was Chop Suey. Chop Suey was my favourite.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, if you're listening to this on audio only, the full video feed will be available very, very shortly. But look, as I was saying,
look at the clouds of it coming out.
As far as community goes, you can't get a better community member or a weirder community member than Jason Gallagher getting tacos.
Yeah,
what can you say about, you know, what can you really say about Jason? What does Jason's therapist say about Jason? You know, some say, you know, he was once a fluffer at a local photographic studio, but all we know he is that the world would be a less colourful place without him. Mark.
Yeah, I'll play that clip.
Do it.
And they think I'm crazy. 400 episodes of a video game podcast? What the? Unbelievable. Who's crazy? Anyway, hey, I really, really appreciate all your efforts. Not just you guys. Every podcast out there. It is amazing the effort you guys put into this. I mean, a speak pipe lasts like 90 seconds. Well, I do like 50, so they're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you guys are dedicated, and I appreciate it. I miss the old guys that were there. But you new guys and gals, y'all came in, and you kicked ass. I mean, this is unbelievable what y'all do. Appreciate everything. Wanted to let you know that. You connect with the listeners. The hardcore listeners that are there with you every week, you know, there's, I know you guys don't feel it, but as a listener, I feel like you guys are my buds. So I just wanted y'all to know that. Hey, happy 400th. Y'all have fun. All right.
Congratulations, Overseas Connection.
All right, guys. See ya. I forgot one thing.
Hey, thank Greg, you, Jason.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Your tank top misses you. Every night I come home.
Yeah.
It's still laying next to. Just come get it.
You kind of think he knew that you weren't wearing a tank top tonight, Greg.
That's amazing, first of all. And secondly, I actually was just about to say, wow, you know what, Jason, that was an honest and heartfelt message and nothing, no craziness to it. It was kind of unusual coming from him. He's always entertaining. And then sure enough, he pulls it out right at the end.
What I love about Jason is that he just tries to interlink all the VG Hub podcasts together and he'll send speak pipes to each different ones related to a different part of another different podcast, and he's just been an awesome community member for so long. He's outstanding.
He absolutely is. Absolutely is. Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much.
Greg.
Yes.
Greg, we have one more little audio clip to play.
Uh-oh.
And,
I'm really afraid.
Yeah. And this one took a bit of getting.
Yeah. Really tough tracking this person down.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how happy you are going to be to hear this person, but I think this is one of the best audio clips that we've had tonight. And I think it says a lot of stuff that we all think and believe. And I think there's only one more thing to say, Mark, is do that thing.
Well, hi, honey. I'm probably the last voice you thought you would hear on your podcast, and you can thank your stalker friend, Robin, for tracking me down and asking me to say a little something. I'm not really sure where to begin, so I'm just going to say this. When we first started dating and we would talk on the phone about weekend plans, you would tell me that you're just going to stay at home and play video games. And I thought, video games? Are you serious? And my heart sunk a little bit, I have to admit. And then my brain went into instant chick mode, thinking, I can't believe he doesn't want to hang out with me. And he's probably just going out and hanging out with the guys and hitting the bar. And, you know, Cindy, he's probably nothing but a player. And then after we got married, I realized that, oh, heck, you actually stay at home and play video games. And I thought, okay, what did I marry? But then after our son was born, you took on a 24-hour challenge, a fundraiser, to raise money for those children who are in desperate need. And I thought, how the heck are you going to do this? But as the years have gone by, and I think it's 8 years now, the amount of money that you guys have raised is just incredible. And for that, I admired you even more. Now, I know that I get frustrated and selfish when your podcast interferes with, quote, our Saturday family time, but you have been able to balance it, and you have sacrificed some Saturdays, and you have trusted in your friends and team to make it a great show. Of course, then the guilt sets in because I know how much you love this, and when I hear the laughter and the silly imitations, I'm even chuckling on the other side of the door, and it just makes me smile knowing that you truly are enjoying every moment that you are recording. And again, it's so nice to see and hear you enjoy something that you are doing. And so, as you celebrate your 400th episode, I congratulate you and I thank you for your balancing act between your love and passion and the family that you love. Honey, I love you and I will continue to support you through your podcast, and I hope you have a great show. Bye.
Wow. I love you too, honey. Yeah. Didn't expect that. Robin, yeah. you bastard. That was special. This whole show has been special.
You wouldn't believe the challenge that audio clip took.
I would believe it.
tracking down where Cindy worked, I went to her Facebook page and tracked her down to the Savvy Salon.
Right.
And I phoned the Savvy Salon and asked for Cindy. And they went, no, there's no Cindy here. And when I checked the number, and I phoned back again. I went, no, I must be, can I speak to Cindy, please? I must have dialed the wrong number. No. No, there's no Cindy here. But there was a Cindy about 5 years ago.
Right.
So from that, we tracked her down to where she is now. And when I phoned, she was in the middle of a client, working with a client. And she came and she took my call. And that wasn't the end of the story, because Cindy is as savvy with IT technology as my wife is. And I know from that point that they are going to get on so well next July when we meet up in San Francisco.
Yes.
Because quite a few messages, and in fact a YouTube video, were sent to Cindy today to try and get her to work out how to record a audio clip on her phone and manage to get it emailed. And the joy from her messages when she actually succeeded was fantastic. Greg, that brought tears to our eyes, and I'm sure people that are listening now as well. It's wonderful that you're supported that way and you've got a fantastic, loving wife. And it is true, you have been the anchor to this community. The money that we have raised through Extra Life is fabulous over the years. And I mean, yes, it isn't just you. It's been a team. But yes, we're very, 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 very proud and very, very happy to know you. You have affected all of our lives. It's been wonderful. You're my friend that I haven't met. I will meet you. But it's been wonderful doing this here now. So I don't know if the guys have anything else to say before we start to wind up the show.
I have to interrupt. So,
go on, Will.
One, we can't wind up the show. One, because I'm going to talk for a little bit.
Good.
There's that. But we do have an email. I was told to hold this email for episode 400. So this was from Simon Kempster. He emailed us in, and because you guys have been in your own show notes and your own private chats working behind the scenes, you guys never saw this email. And he had purposely wanted us to see this email before the show. So we're going to have to do this a little bit off the cuff, unfortunately. Here we go. So please don't read the show before the 400th episode. He said, I'm sending this early so that all of the hosts may have time to think about my questions and come up with their own answers. So pressure's on, guys. It says, hello there, everyone, and congratulations on congratulations about waffling on about random shit for 400 episodes. And mentioning video games once or twice along the way. Yeah, that's pretty much us. So episode 400, that means you must have been going since about 2009, maybe 2008, a long time away. It says, I bet you all feel old now. We do. I said, join the club. I can't remember how long I've been listening, but it's been a while now. For this momentous occasion, my questions to all of you is this. What are your top three favorite games in the time that the podcast has been going, 2008 or whichever is earlier? And I'll kick things off with mine. I said, shall I? I shall. So third, Super Stardust HD. He said, or Asteroids on Steroids, as I like to call it. You can't beat some old-school shoot-em-up action. There's you and there's everything else. Shooting everything there's you, there's everything else. Shoot everything else. Simple, fun, timeless. I remember playing the original in the Amiga, but this is better in every way. Second favorite game, Journey. Anyone who knows anything, I can't read today. Apparently, I'm a little choked up. Not to mention, never mind. I know. I need my tank top on. No, really,
tank
what
top
it is
of power
is I started to get a little emotional, and I smudged my glasses, and it's messing me. Yeah, it's like right in the middle.
That's it.
Shut up, Fraser. As anyone knows, anything about me will know, Criterion's racing games are my favorites. It may therefore come as a surprise to see that I pick this over Need for Speed, Most Wanted, which came out the same year. Well, this was just so different, so emotionally engaging, and so enchanting to play that it takes second place for me. And first place, Burnout Paradise. In what I am sure will be a surprise to absolutely nobody, this is my number one favorite game. It's not exaggerating when I say that I've completed the game to at least 100% 12 times. That's the original game, the bikes, the Big Surf Island. Not only that, I've got the Diamond P12 car for doing the 500 online challenges 4 times. In all, I've spent around 1,000 hours playing this game, and I'll do it again. The thought of which thrills my wife, not at all. So don't tell her, okay? That's enough for me. So carry on, and I for one will keep listening. Simon Kempster, PSN cosign. Well, Simon, thank you for sending in the email. Of course. So top three favorite games over the course of the podcast.
I actually did see this email, and I've actually got mine.
Look at you.
Yeah, but Mike's just put his in the chat, and Mike's better than mine. I should have gone with them. I never even thought of them. Mike's put Red Dead, Portal 2, GTA 5. Yeah, but I put Skyrim. These are down to the sort of like the enjoyment and the number of hours I've put into them. Skyrim, right. Destiny, and Mass Effect 2. Those were my three.
Not bad.
What about you, Robin?
I'll jump in then. How's Robin got his?
Red Dead will go in there, and Portal 2 would definitely go in there. I could add so many more. Aliens, Colonial Marines.
No.
There you go, that's your three.
Here he goes. Yeah, yeah, okay, I'll go
Fraser. I'm going a little bit off the wall just on what things have consumed me, so I put Rust, Metal Gear Solid 5, and I threw in as a bit of a wild one, Full House Poker, because that was one of the games. Yeah, that was one of the games I actually got to sit down and get to know a lot of people, and it was good fun, good times.
Rich, what about you, Rich?
I wanted to pick ones that were like big community memories, I suppose. Just my list would probably be very close to Mike's if I wanted to just go with faves. Switch Portal 2 for Skyrim, and fucking hell, I'm going home. Done. I want to go with Halo 3. Throughout like the community time and all that, that was the one game I think for me that, you know, all the games we played together. I think GTA 5. I think GTA was a big year when it came out, and then when it came out again on the PC for everyone involved. You know, that's been Game of the Year now 4 years in a row, I think, hasn't it? So, you know, it's a big one. And I think the other one is probably, like, Fallout or Mass Effect. It was just, like, the big single-player game of last gen. I think it was just, like, everyone was playing it, you know. Probably, like, Mass Effect 2, maybe. Probably that, to be honest.
All right. Okay, those are all worthy entrants. Of course, they're mostly wrong. Red Dead Redemption would be my number three. Gears of War 2, because they introduced Horde mode.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was my favorite like community member game. And then I'm sorry, XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Yep, I put the X ready. I knew it'd be XCOM.
Yeah, has to be XCOM because I put every one of you into my game at some point or another, and I have these mini stories now in my head of you guys in battle on the battlefield, doing battle against the aliens. Some performing admirably, some becoming cowards and killing other people within the squad. Fraser, and so yeah, that game has just it's been a favorite of mine for, I mean, even beyond the podcast days when it was the old original PC version. So great question, Simon, and thanks. All right. Is there any other business to be done here, Robin, or can I start talking about
you can start talking, and you know what, mate, you can start to wind it up in your fantastic DJ voice.
All right, so this has been special. It's been special on a number of levels. From the achievement of the podcast lasting to 400 episodes, I can safely tell you, I never thought we would make it to 400. I was shocked when we made it to 200. I mean, and it's funny because this year, as 400 rolled upon us, I didn't even realize we were at 400. I mean, it was just, you know, kind of one after another. We were all set with trivia tonight. Jason Johnson sent us trivia, but we'll hold off on that. We'll make that for next week because there's implications there, by the way. The race is tight. I think back on when this all started, and I remember being part of the Couch Mercenaries community. Well, heck, I remember being back on the Video Game Jocks. And calling in a couple times with them, and I really enjoyed their podcast. They still podcast, by the way. They're still out there, I really liked their podcast and their style. And then the Couch Mercenaries came along, and I wanted to get involved. I started to, you know, kind of get my way in, much like how a lot of other people have met, you know, wound their way into our podcast or other podcasts. And I remember, you know, doing my little Murphy shots and thinking, I can do the podcast. I could do this. And it was funny because there was another community member, and I don't remember their names, and probably better that I don't remember their names. But they were a couple younger guys, and they came on and they did a sub podcast for the Couch Mercenaries. And I listened to this podcast and I was, I mean, the thought that came across my mind was this was garbage. It was horrible. They were swearing like every 2 seconds. Not that swearing is a big deal, but sometimes when you do it, you know, for every second word, it just, it loses its flair. And I just, that was the moment when I said, I'm going to make my own podcast. And so I approached the Couch Mercenaries and JF Gratton and asked him if it would be cool if I did my own podcast and just kind of piggybacked on them. He was okay with it. And that's really where it took off. And we continued on for probably a good 2 years with a kind of a core group. And we started having some shakeups. We started having people dropping off. And we replaced some people in. I remember thinking, God, Chris Matthew, I don't know if he can be on the podcast or not because I don't know if he's funny. And that man has made me laugh so much in my time of knowing him. That's just kind of one of those funny things I think back on because I was always worried about chemistry. I was always worried about the chemistry of the team. And so it's funny because I think I always was wrong many times when I thought maybe somebody wouldn't necessarily mesh with other people. It all worked out fine. And as I learned that, you know, we could replace people. Not that I wanted to, mind you, but that it wasn't the end of the world, that we would go on. And then there was the big change, and that was the change of having to go from Tuesday nights to Fridays. And that was tough because that literally was a changing of the guard in a major way. And as scary as that decision was, because that was probably – that was the most dangerous time for this podcast when I thought, man, we may not make it. We may not come out from this. And I was pleasantly wrong once again. You know, I underestimated the positiveness that change was going to bring. And I will say this. That change, as scary as it was, one of the best changes I ever made. Because what happened was the podcast really transformed from being kind of a one-man show where I was running kind of everything and having to kind of, you know, more or less constantly try and kind of rally people. And that's not to say that other people didn't contribute, but it really was often really on my shoulders to make that podcast come out every week. And I was then confronted with, you know, I've got this new core group of guys that and gals that they're excited about this. And you know, it was a different vibe, but it was kind of a reassuring vibe. And you guys and I say you guys, the new current team really have stepped up in a way that I could honestly never have imagined before. From Rich to Robin to Mark to Fraser, Nicole and Kim, I mean, you guys all have really stepped up in consistency and making me feel comfortable with the fact that this podcast now is a true podcast team, and that's not a slight on the other guys. That is more a revelation on my end that I could rely on you guys. And it's been exciting for me, and it's been a very happy time for me because I've been able to watch this. The podcast has kind of grown again in such a different way. So thank you. I thank all of you. I thank the past hosts, Christopher Matthew, AP Stevens, Shiny, Mike Chin, Skulldugger, Mr. Webster, you're kind of part of the new crew and the old crew, so you kind of fit onto two different roles. But, I mean, I thank all of them, and I thank you guys now, Mark, Robin, Fraser, Rich, Kim, Nicole. You guys are the team. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to more. I also like snoring.
Thanks, Greg.
I love Jim.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mint. I don't know what more we can say that we haven't said, that we're proud to know you. I'm proud to be associated with this community. And, yeah, it's been a good night.
Yeah. So now all that's out the way. Should we go to, like, what we've been playing in that?
Exactly. Now we can actually start the show.
What an intro.
The thing we wanted, the objective for this show tonight was to just show how much we admire you and how much we look up to you and how you've helped us grow as people. Because when I first started, I was so shy and insecure, and now I'm happy podcasting regular. I've got into doing the edits. I love doing that side of it all. And you've just helped every one of us in a different way, Greg, and you're just a wonderful person.
You are. No, I love you.
I love you too, Fraser.
And I was also shy and reserved when I first started here too. So
bullshit.
I don't think you've ever been shy. Yeah, that's a load of crap.
Quiet and reserved.
Yeah. I tell you what, Greg. If we're done, why don't you do the thing that you have to do? Why don't you wind that baby up? Why don't you give the contact information and see us out the way that only Greg DeLacy can do?
Well, of course, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can catch us every week, 3 p.m. West Coast, 11 p.m. on the UK. We record live on Twitch, so just go to twitch.tv/OC podcast, and through the wonderful internet workings, you will be transported to our Twitch page, and you can watch us live. You can be part of the chat. That's chat, just our special way of saying that you're all shitheads, but we love you. And you can take part in the podcast, this community, this really special thing. You can email the podcast, podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. You can join our Facebook group, because that's how we stalk people, fb.ocpod.com. And that's our Facebook page. And, of course, iTunes reviews, Zune reviews, if you have a Zune. I still have my Zune, by the way. I found it. Wow. Fucking badass. You can join our clubs. We've got some clubs out there. OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One. There's one on the PS4. There's the Forza Horizon 3 Club. And I think really, at the end of the day, you just need to be part of it, one way or the other. Download it, listen to it, take part on it in the Twitch live stream. Join us on this fantastic year of living dangerously that Robin Tate has so courageously and incredibly kickstarted up. And Robin, I have to give my hats off to you for this, by the way. It is a really great idea, and people are absolutely getting behind it. So, year of living dangerously.
Thank you.
Yolog, hashtag Yolog.
Yeah.
I'm totally behind you, Robin.
Definitely. So, yeah.
Careful when he's behind you.
And look out for the Greg doesn't know this. Look out for the offshoot podcast, the Dirty 30 minutes of updates for the next 12 months, which will be released on the 30th of December, 30 minutes. And we'll do a quick update on what's happening with the year of living gamedrously.
I like it. All right. Well, I think it's kind of shout out time ish. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Victory's Achieved, by the way.
For God's business,
Mark.
Yes,
let's throw that out there. Victory's Achieved. Audio.
You want the this Victory Achieved is a special one, because this Victory Achieved is to Greg DeLacy for achieving 400 episodes.
You all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. Victory's Achieved. All right, let's do some shout-outs. Let's get out of here. I guess I don't know if there's really any shout-outs to be shouting out, but damn it, I'm going to shout-out you guys again. I'm going to shout-out my wife for bringing me to tears on the podcast. Thanks for that, honey. I love you. I want to shout-out my son, who was making a little bit of his own noise in the background there during her recording. And I want to shout-out the community, because this has been a very special episode. It's been fantastic to hear from everybody. And it helps put it all in perspective. This is it's awesome. And Fraser picking his nose with his pen, distracting
me. It's my eye socket.
It's your eye socket. No. My bad. My bad. Careful, you might turn into Carl. Walking Dead reference. Check it out. All right. That's it. That's it. I'm done. Anybody else want to say anything before we get out of here?
Just briefly on Twitter, we've had good luck messages from Viva La Pedros, from James J. Mogi 77. We've had messages from Virtual Pizza, from Killer Cranky, from The Games Man. So many people have tweeted the show tonight and today. It's been absolutely fantastic. I'd like to thank you again, Greg, for having us on the show. Get me at Bongo the Sane, bongo.ocpod.com for the Year of Living Gamegeously. And we will see you all, I'm sure, next week for a kind of pretty boring show, 401.
back to normal.
Yeah, I'm not back on that normal. One. Yeah.
By the way, I may not be here next weekend either.
Nor am I. I'm not here either. I'm out of here.
Mark.
It's all on me.
Yeah, it's all on you.
I'm here next week. God, I want to win the quiz.
I know you gotta find a host. Otherwise, you're not going to win the quiz.
Well, can I host it and give myself a questions?
No,
you can't do that. But you could have somebody else give the questions.
Jackson Johnson, Mark, he can come on.
Technically,
himself.
Right now, Mark, you're in the lead.
I know by 1 point.
Yep. 1 point.
Yeah, I'm seeing you.
All right. Anybody else?
I just want to shout out you, Greg, for everything you've done for this podcast and the community. And I want to shout out everyone who's contributed to the show, whether that's emails, chat messages, Twitters, speak pipes, it's just everything. Everyone's just been absolutely amazing. I love this community. I love doing this show. Me and Robin and Fraser, we've only been here for sort of like just less than half the time it's been going, but I hope we reach our own personal 400s in the future, and yeah, just thank you for everything. Fraser?
I don't know, there's not much to add, is there, really? There's been so much said.
It's turned into a gush fest, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, there we go. Yeah, it's great. No, I enjoy being here as usual. It's good to everyone that contributes, like Mark said, it's great. So there we go. Richard?
I just want to say thanks to Greg for bringing me along for the ride, because if he didn't, I'd probably be the last surviving member of the Couch Mercenaries. Just on my own, playing Halo 3. So yeah, cheers. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this mountain of debt for buying all these games and consoles and all the years.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, mate. No, it's just been great. It's been smashing. So cheers.
All right.
Well, finally, one big shout out to Cindy tonight. Thank you very much for going to that effort. That was brilliant.
That was awesome. That was awesome. All right.
And the message as well. The message is just spot on. It's perfect.
Mm.
There we go. Well, it's a show. That's a wrap. Mark, you probably got some kind of crazy outro to play. You should play it now.
I haven't actually. I've just got the standard one.
Well, then that's fucking boring. All right, just play that then. Whatever.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.